主啊，我们为今天感谢你，为你的话语感谢。当我们学习你话语的时候，求你来帮助我们。我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求，阿门。
Let me first give you the homework for next week.
我先把下个星期的家庭作业给大家。Just a moment.
The Little Book of Lamentations.
下个星期我们要看的家庭作业是等一下。OK, 是这个耶利米书和耶利米哀歌。
And so I have given you some chapters in Jeremiah to read.
所以我就是让你读耶利米书的一些章节。
One chapter in Lamentations.
然后耶利米哀歌读一节。
Today we are looking at Isaiah.
今天我们要看的是以赛亚书。
Now we went through the historical books.
我们已经讲过了这个历史书卷。
If you did not listen to those classes, and you are listening to this later.
如果你是还以前没听过这个历史书卷的课
，It may be helpful to you to go back and listen to the class on kings.
也许对你就是说回去听列王记上下那一课对你会有帮助。
Because the next few day or Sunday's classes will be on prophets during the time of the kings.
下几个星期我们讲的这些先知都是在列王记上下时候提到的。
Each week I will give you a very brief historical where this fits.
然后每个星期我就会给你讲一个简短的历史背景。
But it may help you to review from Kings the history of this period of time.
或者你去那个复习一下那个列王记上下那段的历史，对你听这个课是有帮助的。
Isaiah is nicknamed the fifth Gospel.
以赛亚书也被称为第五本福音书。
It gets that nickname because in the New Testament we have four Gospels.
之所以这样是因为新约里边我们有四福音书。
And Isaiah is the book that has the most from the Old Testament looking at the Messiah's coming.
因为在旧约里所有的书卷里边，以赛亚书是最讲述，就是说在看弥赛亚什么时候来最多的一本书。
And so some people have said we have Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and Isaiah talk about Jesus.
所以呢，有人就说我们有马太福音、马可福音、路加福音、约翰福音跟以赛亚书在讲述耶稣弥赛亚。
Isaiah was a prophet to the southern kingdom, to Judah.
以赛亚是一个对南国的一个先知。
His name means the Lord has saved.
他的意思的名字就是说耶和华拯救。
And he is preaching in the south.
他是在犹大，在南国，在那里讲道。
He is the earliest of the major prophets.
他是那个最早期的这个大先知。
He has a very long ministry.
他的这个事工呢，持续的时间很长。
Begins preaching. He preaches during the time of Ahaz.
他是从亚哈斯的时候就开始讲道。
During the reign of Hezekiah, who was a good king,
就是那个好王西西家的统治时期，他也是先知。
And then he dies during the reign of Manasseh.
他是在马纳西做王的时候死的。
If you remember from Kings, Manasseh was the most wicked king of Judah.
如果你还记得列王记上下的记述，那马纳西是犹大里边最邪恶的一个王。
Manasseh had a very long reign, over 50 years.
然后马纳西做王超过50年。
And according to tradition, Manasseh had Isaiah killed.
然后根据这个历史上的传统上的记载，是马纳西就是命令杀害了这个以赛亚。
Jewish tradition says that they condemned the prophet to death.
然后传统上是说他们就判了这个以赛亚死刑。
And they took a large log that was hollow in the middle.
然后他们就取了一个中空的一个树桩。
And they put Isaiah inside the log.
然后他们把它放在那个中空的树桩里边，树干里边。
And then they sawed it in half.
然后把它锯为两半。
Manasseh was a very cruel king.
这个马纳西也是一个很残忍的王。
And wanted to make Isaiah suffer.
然后就是想要让以赛以就是要折磨这个以赛亚。
Now, what is important about the dates is this.
关于这个日期重要的是。
He preaches from 740 to 680.
以赛亚他的从公元前740年一直到680年做先知。
And he's preaching in the south.
然后他是在南国讲道。
But do you remember what important event happens in the north in 722?
大家记不记得公元前722年的北方的以色列国发生了什么重要的事件呢？
722, the Assyrians come and attack the northern kingdoms.
然后在那个公元前722年，这个亚述人过来就是攻击这个北国以色列。
They carry away the people from the northern kingdom.
他们把北国的人就给掳去了。
And Isaiah is preaching to the south during this time.
在这个时期呢，以赛亚对着那个南国讲预言。
Now, what it is important to remember is, even though the north and the south, Judah and Israel, are two different kingdoms.
虽然是南国跟北国，就是以色列跟犹大是两个不同的国。
They are very close together.
但是他们就是离得很近，就是相邻。
They are related families.
他们那个就是他们的那个家族也有联系。
They used to be one kingdom.
他们过去是一个国家。
And so when you hear that they attacked and destroyed the north,
当你听到说北国他被攻击、被侵略，然后也被毁灭。
It is not like listening and hearing that there is a war on the other side of the world.
那跟你听到说哦，在世界的另一端有一个战争，这种感受是不同的。
It is like living in Florida while Georgia is being attacked and conquered by a foreign country.
那好像就你是住在佛罗里达，但是你听到说佐治亚州被侵略，然后被毁灭，被另外一个国家，那种感觉。
And that country is so small that it's really like living in Jacksonville while Georgia is being defeated.
然后呢，因为这个国家很小，所以你的感受是你是住在 Jacksonville， 但是你听到就是那个佐治亚州被外族侵略并且被毁灭。
So the people of the South know what is happening right across the border.
所以呢，这个南国的犹大呢就知道说过了那个国界那边就发生了什么。
And while that is happening, Isaiah is preaching to the south and saying, "We must repent, or the same thing will happen to us."
所以呢，以赛亚就对这个南国的子民讲到说，如果我们要是不悔改的话，同样的事情也会发生在我们犹大。
Now, Isaiah break the book of Isaiah breaks into three parts.
然后那个以赛亚书呢，分成三部分。
They are very different types of prophecy.
他们是非常不就是不同类型的这种预言。
In fact, they are so different that some people say they are different writers.
因为他们如此的不同，所以有些人觉得说这几个部分是不同的作者写的。
I am not going to spend time on that in Sunday school.
我不会在这方面来仔细的讲解。
But if you listen to this and you have questions about it, you can email and I will send you explanation.
如果你对这个以赛亚书里面内容的风格呢，你感觉不同，你对这个作者有怀疑，你可以给我发 email， 我们来讨论这个问题。
But the three big sections.
所以这个以赛亚书里边分成三大部分。
The first 35 chapters are primarily looking at, we call them prophetic.
然后头35章我们称为是预言性的预言。
They are looking at the judgments that will come to Israel, to Judah.
然后他们在看将要临到那个以色列和犹大的这个审判。
Four chapters in the middle give us the historical setting of this book.
在这本书的中间呢，就是有四章，就是给了我们它的历史背景。
And then the second big section, the last 20-some chapters of the book,
然后最后
are looking far to the future about the Messiah.
然后呢，最后的那二十几章就是很大的一部分呢，在看到很遥远的未来，看到弥赛亚。
For me, it is helpful to imagine that the first big section of the book, Isaiah, is looking to the near future.
对我来想比较有帮助，就是说我看到头一个大部分，就是头三十五章，以赛亚看到的是比较临近的未来，就是。
And then in the last part of the book, he's looking to the far away future.
然后呢，在最后的那个章，就是那个大部分呢，以赛亚在看很遥远的未来。
Now, what I want to do today is to give you some things to look for when you read this book.
所以我要想给大家今天呢是，你读这本书的时候，你知道你在看什么，你要寻求什么。
And to talk a little bit about how the prophecy is interpreted.
然后再讲一点，就是说这个预言是如何被解释的。
The next slide, I have given you some of the big themes that are in this book.
下一个我给了大家这本书里边的这几个主要的主题。
These are themes that come back over and over.
这些主题呢，就是一遍一遍的出现。
And if you watch for them when you read, they help you to kind of organize the book.
如果你在看这些主题的话，会帮助你把这本书组织的，就是能找到它的这个主题，这个结构。
I find in a book so big as Isaiah.
所以对一个66卷这么大的，这么长的一本书。
That it's helpful to have an idea of what to look for when you read.
所以当你读的时候，你知道你要读什么，这个是会有帮助。你想要读什么，这有帮助。
Otherwise, it's easy to kind of get overwhelmed by the size of the book.
不然的话，这么厚一本，这么长的一本书，你就会有点不知所措。
So, some of the themes.
所以我们来讲这个以赛亚书的一些主题。
When you are reading Isaiah, always look for references to the remnant.
所以当你读以赛亚书的时候，总是去对讲到余民的时候去留意，去找这个余民。
This idea of remnant is one of the most important themes in all of the prophets.
在所有的这个先知书里边，这个剩下的民，这个余民是一个很重要的主题。
And it's a theme that is very encouraging for us today.
对我们今天的人来讲是很鼓励我们的。
Because Isaiah is teaching that judgment is going to come to the nation.
然后以赛亚在讲述说这个审判会来。
Because the nation has sinned.
因为这个民族犯罪了。
But the remnant is a small group of people who are faithful to God regardless of the rest of the nation.
这个余民呢，就是不管周围的这个百姓怎么样，但是他们是对神忠心的一小群人。
And over, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, they all say God is going to preserve this small remnant of people.
然后不断一而再再而三的以赛亚、耶利米还有以西结，他们是会讲到说神会保存这一小群渔民。
That is helpful to us.
对我们来讲，这个很有帮助。
Because when we live in our world and we look around us and our world is full of sin.
当我们活在现今的世界上，我们周围看一看，发现这个世界充满了罪恶。
We can begin to feel very discouraged.
我们会觉得很灰心。
This week I had an email from a member.
这个星期我收到从我们的一个会员里边收到一封来信，就是
very discouraged.
这一位基督徒非常的灰心。
Look at the violence in this country, America.
说你看看在美国所出现的这些暴力。
Look at the difficulties in China and Hong Kong.
你再看看那个中港的这种麻烦，这种困难。
And they said, what is their hope?
然后他们就说那盼望希望在哪里？
Our world is being torn apart.
我们的世界好像都是被撕裂一样。
The theme of the remnant says that in a world that is sinful, a group of people can say, we will still be faithful to God.
这个渔民就告诉我们，在一个充满罪恶的世界，有一部分人仍然可以说，我们对神忠心。
Now I need to give you a little bad news.
然后但是我同时要给你一些坏消息。
Because you might think, you might hope,the remnant will not suffer then.
然后你可能是想会以为或者是希望说那渔民就不会受苦了。
The remnant will be faithful to God.
因为你是个余剩的民，他对神忠心。
And all around them, God will punish everyone.
就是在神会审判他们周围他们旁边的人。
But the remnant will be safe and they will not hurt.
但是这个渔民呢，他们会很安全，他们不会受伤害。
I wish I could tell you that.
我希望我可以这样告诉向你保证。
And there are some televangelists who will tell you that.
然后有些在电视上的所谓这个电视布道家也会这样讲。
But I cannot.
但是我不能这样告诉你。
Because Isaiah and Jeremiah and Ezekiel say, even the remnant will suffer.
因为以赛亚、耶利米还有以西结说，就算是渔民也会受苦。
Sometimes they will suffer more.
有的时候他们受的苦更多，遭受的苦难更多。
Because the wicked people will be opposed to them.
因为这个周围这个邪恶的人呢，会跟他们作对，会敌对他们。
But the remnant that is faithful to God.
但是那些对神忠心的这个渔民
，God will care for them.
神会照料他们。
He will preserve them.
神会就是神会保留他们，神会就是帮助他们。
When you read through the prophets, always watch for this idea of a remnant that is faithful to God.
所以呢，在你读这些先知书的时候呢，你就去找这个，就是关于移民有关的这个概念，他们是对神忠心的一小群人。
Then very important in Isaiah is the theme of the servant.
然后第二个呢，就是很重要的主题，就是以赛亚讲到这个仆人的主题。
If you'll go down, Sister Lay, to slide 18.
Just give me a moment. Let me go to this. Sorry, I don't. Okay, just give me a moment. 18, right?
18.
Okay. Is this? Yeah.
Sorry, one more. 19. Sorry, okay, one more. 19. Yeah,
okay.
Okay. Yes.The servant is a theme that comes in Isaiah many times.
这个仆人就是也叫神的仆人，在这个以赛亚书里出现过好多次。
And I've given you some references. We're not going to go all through these, but you can look at them later.
我给你们的一些经节，我不会今天把这个所有的都讲，但是你们可以自己下去看。
But the servant is someone who is used by God for his purposes.
这个神的仆人呢是为了特殊使命被神拣选的人。
Sometimes the servant is someone who chooses to be faithful to God.
有些是这个神的仆人是被神拣选对神忠心的人。
Sometimes the servant is someone who God chooses to use.
有的时候这个神的仆人呢就是说是神拣选神来使用的人。
Even though that person does not know God.
那个仆人有的时候他并不一定真的就是认识神。
This is very encouraging to me.
这对我来讲是很受鼓励的。很受鼓舞的。
Listen to Isaiah 45.
我们看那个以赛亚书的第45章。
Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus.
我耶和华所高的居鲁士。
Now, here is why that's encouraging.
为什么这个很鼓舞人心呢？
Cyrus does not live during the time of Isaiah.
居鲁士所生活的时代跟以赛亚是不同的。
In fact, Cyrus does not live for almost 200 more years.
居鲁士是在以赛亚之后200多年才出现的。
But God says to Isaiah,
但是神对以赛亚说
I am looking down the future.
我看到未来。
I am going to use a king by the name of Cyrus to bring my people back from Babylon.
我会用一个王，他的名字是居鲁士，我用他把我的百姓从巴比伦带回来。
And in 538,
但是在公元前538年
,Cyrus, the Persian emperor, will do exactly what God says in this chapter.
这个波斯王居鲁士就照着这个神所说的这样去行了。
That is incredibly encouraging.
那对我来讲真的是一个难以想象的一个鼓舞。
Because it says that God is in control.
因为告诉我们说神在掌权。
I don't know what will happen tomorrow.
我不知道明天会发生什么。
If you had asked anybody at the beginning of 2020 what this year would be like, nobody would have guessed about coronavirus.
如果你在这个2020年就是元旦的时候你问任何人没有任何人会想到说会讲到这个冠状病毒。
At the beginning of 2020, I had a calendar.
在2020年这个开始的时候我有一个日历。
What I would preach at Palm Beach each time I preached up through all year.
然后我对今年整年我们要在咱们教会要讲到的主题我都写好了。
A Sunday school schedule.
然后我的这个主日学的这个计划。
A schedule for men's meeting and cell group leaders.
然后我是就是说这个弟兄会的这个计划还有这个小组的小组长的计划都写好了。
A schedule for traveling to India.
然后呢这个去印度这个讲道的计划也写好了。
And now, 5 months later,
然后又过了五个月现在。
None of my schedule I am using.
然后我所有的计划一个都没用。
There are no flights to India.
第一个是没有飞到印度的这个航班。
The men's meeting isn't meeting.
然后这个弟兄会、弟兄团契也没了。
Sunday school is meeting on Zoom instead of in person.
然后我们的主日学不是说这个面对面，而是在网上。
And I've changed my sermon topics because the setting is different.
然后我把我的那个讲道的主题也改变了，因为现在的这个环境都不同了。
I cannot see 3 months ahead.
甚至我对三个月要发生的、三个月以后发生的事情都看不到。
But Isaiah shows that God saw almost 200 years ahead and said to Isaiah, write down, Cyrus is the person who will deliver my people.
但是呢，神看到200年以后要发生的事情，所以神对以赛亚说，你写下来，这个居鲁士这个王会把我的百姓带回耶路撒冷。
And I imagine Isaiah saying, God,
我想象
really? Are you sure should I put that name?
我想以赛亚会说，哎呦，神哪，真的吗？我要把这个名字给写下来吗？
That's a long ways ahead.
那个可是很遥远的未来。
And God says,
然后神说，
I am sovereign.
我是有全能的，我是主宰的神。
You can trust me.
你可以信靠我。
Now, that is incredibly encouraging to me.
对我这个是巨大的这个鼓励。
Because none of us know what the next 6 months will bring.
我们没有一个人知道未来六个月会发生什么事情。
And after the last 6 months, some of us are very nervous what the next 6 months will be.
过去的六个月让我们可能有些人就非常的紧张，不知道未来会怎么样。
But when we read Isaiah,
但是当我们读以赛亚书的时候，
we can say,
我们可以说，
it's okay.
没关系。
I don't know what will happen, but God does.
我不知道未来会发生什么事情，但是神知道。
And so I can trust him with the future.
所以我可以在未来，我可以相信他在掌管未来。
Now let's go back to the list of themes.
然后让我们再回到我们刚才所讲的这个以赛亚书的主题。
The third theme on the list.
然后第三个在这个以赛亚书的主题是。
Is the theme of the Holy One of Israel.
是讲到以色列的圣者。
That is the theme that God is holy and he is sovereign.
就是神是圣洁的，神是有全能的神。
One of the most beautiful pictures in Isaiah.
在以赛亚书里边一个很美的一个图像就是。
Is chapter 6.
是以赛亚书的第六章。
When Isaiah goes into the temple and he sees God on his throne.
就是以赛亚进到圣殿里，他看到神坐在他的宝座上。
And the seraphim are surrounding and they are crying out, holy, holy, holy.
撒拉弗就是四立，然后他们就彼此呼喊说，圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
God is the holy sovereign God of Israel.
神是以色列圣洁有全能的神。
And so while the northern kingdom is under attack,
就是在同时呢，这个北方王国是在被侵略、被攻击。
Isaiah says to Judah,
然后以赛亚对犹大说，
If you will be faithful to the Holy One of Israel, he will take care of us.
如果你对以色列的圣者忠心，他会照顾我们。
He will protect us. He will care for us.
他会保护我们，他会照料我们。
And then the fourth theme in Isaiah.
在第四个在以赛亚书的主题就是。
Is the theme of the Redeemer.
就是这个救赎者的这个主题。
Now, when you read the word redeemer,
当你读到这个救赎者的这个词的时候，
we think of Jesus,
我们就想到耶稣，
who saves us from our sin,
他把我们从罪恶中拯救出来。
And that is true.
那个是对的。
But when Isaiah talked about a redeemer,
但是当以赛亚讲到这个救赎者的时候，
The first thing they thought about.
这个人想到，大家想到的第一个事情是。
Was an idea that we saw when we looked at the book of Ruth.
是我们就是看路德记的时候，我们所想到里边讲到的救赎者。
Because Boaz was Ruth's redeemer.
因为那个波阿斯就是路德的救赎者。
He was the one who came and said, I will pay this person's debts.
然后他是那个出现说我会付这个还这个人的债。
I should have said Naomi's Redeemer.
或者说是波阿斯是纳厄米的这个救赎者。
I will pay her debts.
我会把他的债都还清。
I will preserve her inheritance.
我会保留他的那个继承的这个遗产。
I will protect her freedom.
我会就是保护她的自由。
And so Isaiah says to Judah.
所以以赛亚对犹大说
Because of sin.
因为罪的缘故
Because of your disobedience.
因为你的不顺服
There will be a day when God is going to send you into exile.
有一天神会让你被掳让你被放逐。
Babylon will defeat you and carry you away.
巴比伦会真的是会击败你，会把你掳走。
But when that happens,
但是当这一切发生的时候
God is going to be your redeemer.
神会成为你的救赎者。
And he is going to deliver you and bring you back.
他会拯救你，把你带回来。
He is going to restore you.
他会重建你。
He will give back your inheritance.
他会把你的这个当继承的这一切还给再归还给你。
But here is the beautiful thing that I want you to see in Isaiah.
然后这是我想让你看到这个在以赛亚书里这个很美的主题。
Isaiah's message speaks to them right there.
然后以赛亚对他们就在他们讲这个主题的时候。
When Babylon attacks, God will be your redeemer.
就是当巴比伦来拯救来攻击你们的时候，神会成为你的救赎者。
But then when we come to the New Testament,
但是当我们到了新约的时候
，Jesus is going to stand up in the synagogue.
耶稣会站在会堂里。
He's going to read from Isaiah.
他从以赛亚里面来书卷里来读
and he's going to read a section that talks about a redeemer.
他会读的那个经节就是讲到这个救赎者
one who comes to give liberty to the captives.
就是来让这个被掳的得释放
to set at liberty those who are under oppression.
就是使受压迫的得自由。
And then Jesus will say,
然后接着耶稣就说
I have come to fulfill this.
他说我来就是要成就这些预言。
So again, try to imagine.
所以你想象一下。
In fact, I've given you a little bit of a picture of it on slide 10.
我下边给了你们等一下我给你们一个图片。在第十个这个。
Isaiah sees a picture and he sees very clearly if you can show on the screen the first very clear picture.
Yeah.
Yes.
就是
That is immediate.
以赛亚他往未来看第一个他看到第一个图片呢是很就是临近的未来就是即将要发生的事情那个他看得很清楚。
God will redeem his people.
神会拯救救赎他的百姓。
But then if you move to the next one, he sees a baby in a manger.
然后第二个他又看到一个就是一个婴孩在马槽里。
He doesn't see that as clearly.
他看那个就不像看第一幅图片看得那么清楚。
That is 700 years in the future.
那个是要在未来的700年才会发生的事情。
But he sees that a redeemer will come to save his people.
然后他就会看到有一位救赎者会来会拯救他的百姓。
But for us,
对我们来讲
there is still more.
对我们来讲那个有更多的。
A redeemer will rescue Judah from Babylon.
是一位把犹大从巴比伦救赎出来的救赎者。
A redeemer will rescue his people from their sin.
是一位把他的百姓从罪恶之中拯救出来的救赎者。
But then,
然后呢
,Isaiah sees far, far in the future, very vague.
然后呢，以赛亚就看到非常遥远、遥远的未来，就是看得很模糊。
That's clear over at the edge of the.
那是就在大概就在这个地方，就是在这个最远处，大概很模糊。
The book of Revelation says.
这个启示录说。
For all of us.
我们所有的人。
Someday.
有一天。
Messiah will come.
弥赛亚会再来。
And he will rescue his people.
他会拯救他的百姓。
He will redeem them.
他会救赎他们。
He will take them out of any bondage that we have had.
他会把我们从我们所有的这种捆绑之下拯救出来。
So, going back to slide three,
所以现在我们再回到我们的第六个。
The Redeemer comes.
所以呢，救赎者来临。
And he rescues the remnant.
所以他拯救了渔民。
And he buys them out of bondage.
他把他们从就是从这个捆绑之下买赎出来。
The last theme that I have put here is the theme of Messiah.
最后以赛亚书的主题就是弥赛亚。
All through Isaiah.
所以在
gives us pictures of this Messiah who will come.
所以呢，以赛亚的书从始至终，他就给我们这个要来的弥赛亚的这个图像、图片描述。
He is the one who will rescue the people.
他是那位要救赎他百姓的人。
He shows that this Messiah will suffer.
他向我们描述说，这位弥赛亚会受苦。
Isaiah 53.
以赛亚书的第53章。
Gives a picture of this suffering Messiah.
给了我们一幅这个受苦的弥赛亚的图，这个图片。
He will bear our grief. He will carry our sorrows.
因为他担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦。
He will suffer for us.
他为我们的过犯受害。
Isaiah says, "We are like sheep who have gone astray."
以赛亚说，我们都如羊走迷。
And he uses a word there that is very special.
他在那儿用的那个词是很特别的。
It is not a sheep who gets confused and wanders away.
他不是那个，就是说那个羊呢，有点找不着路，然后就走偏了。
It is a sheep that chooses to stubbornly turn away.
他是这个走迷的羊，他是。就是他选择然后很固执的要走那个要走偏路。
He is lost. He is lost because he refused to follow the shepherd.
他之所以这个走迷是因为他拒绝跟随这个牧羊人，是这样的一只羊。
But Isaiah says,
但是以赛亚说
even though we stubbornly went our own way.
以赛亚说，虽然我们很固执的要走自己的路。
The Lord has laid on him our sins.
耶和华却使我们的罪孽都归在他身上。
And then he becomes a sheep. The Messiah becomes the sheep.
之后呢，弥赛亚就成为一个羊羔。
So in verse 6, we are stubborn sheep who go our own way.
所以在第六节，我们是那个固执的要走自己路的这个走偏路的羊。
In verse 7,
第七节，
he is a sheep who is sacrificed and carries our sins and dies for us.
但是第七节，他弥赛亚就是那个被献祭，然后背负我们罪孽的这样一个羊羔，被宰杀的羊羔。
That's the theme of the Messiah.
这个是弥赛亚的主题。
Now, as you read through the book of Isaiah,
所以当你读以赛亚书的时候，
these are the big themes to look for.
所以这个是你要找寻的这个大的主题。
I'm not going to spend much time on the rest of these slides. They are to give you some background.
所以剩下的这些幻灯片图片我就不太会细讲，这是要给你一些主意。
But they give you some idea of how Isaiah prophesied.
然后给你一些就是以赛亚是如何预言的这样一些概念。
Slide 7, he used the names of his sons as prophecies.
然后呢神用以赛亚儿子的名字来作为一个预言。
One of his sons, he gives the name Shear Yashu.
一个儿子的名字叫施雅雅述。
It means a remnant.
意思就是说
A remnant will return.
叫余民将归回。
And there you have that word remnant again.
在这里边你又有这个渔民的这个词。
The names of his sons becomes a way for him to prophesy to the people.
然后他儿子的名字成为他向他这些百姓来预言的一种方式。
He uses judgment speeches.
然后他就用了这种审判的语言。
To say God is going to judge, Judah's leaders.
然后神会审判犹大的领袖。首领
He's going to judge the sinful people in Judah.
然后神也会审判犹大地有罪的人。
He's going to judge other nations that are sinful.
神也会审判这个有罪的列邦。
Then he uses specific prophecies.
然后神用这个具体的这个预言。
Chapter 7.
比如说在第七章。
And I taught about this in our Sunday school at, in December.
去年12月份的时候我在主日学的时候讲过这一部分。
So I'm not going to go through this again.
所以我就不会细讲。
But I copied it to here to connect it to Isaiah.
所以但是我把那一张幻灯片放在这里就是让我们可以因为这是讲以赛亚书的。
This prophecy takes place 10 to 13 years before the northern kingdom falls.
这个预言呢发生在北方王国的大概十几年十一二年以前。
And Isaiah gives a prophecy.
那时候的以赛亚就给了一个预言。
In which if you go to the next slide.
I'm right here. 就是他就说。
He shows a picture of the immediate fulfillment, slide 10, of a child who will be born during this time.
哦，是他以赛亚就给了一个即将发生的这个未来即将发生的预言，就是有一个孩子儿子会小孩会出生。
But also the Messiah who will be born to a virgin.
然后也其实这个也是预言到在未来有一个童女。米赛亚会在由童女所生。
And then far in the future, the time when all of us will be redeemed.
然后再有非常遥远的未来，我们所有的人都会被赎。
What Isaiah is doing with these prophecies.
以赛亚讲这些预言的时候，他是要做的是。
Is showing us a close fulfillment of his time.
是讲到一个。在他的时代就已经实现了预言。
The next slide, slide 11.
第十一，一个是近期的实现。
Immediately, the northern kingdom is going to fall.
然后就是很快的，这个基本上是立即的，这个北方王国就会亡国。
It is so soon. It's only 13 years away.
他这个很发生的很快，只有十三年之后就发生了。
It is so soon that a baby born now will not be grown when this happens.
他说这个发生的这么快，就是一个孩子现在出生，但是到这北方王国陷落的时候，这个孩子还没成人。
But then we find out in Matthew that he is looking 700 years ahead to the time when a baby will be born.A virgin will conceive and bear a son. His name will be Emmanuel.
然后他也是在讲到说，在七百年之后，有一个一个童女生子，这个孩子会被称为以马内利。
He will be God with us.
他也称为神与我们同在。
But when we come to Revelation 21,
但是我们到了启示录第二十一章的时候
，the same word comes back.
这个同一个词又出现。
And in heaven.
他说在看呢，在天堂。
God will dwell with man.
他要与人同住，这个同住的词又出现以马内利。
He will be with us.
他会和我们同在。
This is how Isaiah prophesies.
这个是以赛亚他如何，他的预言是如何预言的。
To see the future.
他是看到未来。
But to see what God is doing far, far into the future.
他也是看到神会在遥远的未来所要行的事。
Now, I want to finish by going, if you'll go to slide 18.
然后我想最后以这个结束的时候停在第十八个幻灯片。
The first part of this book, yes, the first part of this book is primarily judgment.
这个以赛亚书的头一个大的部分主要是在讲神的审判。
God's people have sinned and God will send them into bondage.
神的百姓犯罪，所以神让他们被受于捆绑，被辖制。
And so when you are reading Isaiah, the first half of the book is mostly about judgment.
所以以赛亚，你读以赛亚书，这个第一个大部分主要是关于审判的信息。
But when you come to chapter 40, everything changes.
但是你到了第40章，一切都改变了。
Chapter 40 begins.
第40章。
Comfort my people.
第40章就是说，你们要安慰我的百姓。
Speak tenderly to Jerusalem.
要对耶路撒冷说安慰的话。
Her warfare is ended, her iniquity is pardoned.
他征战的日子已满了，他的罪孽赦免了。
And from there to the end of the book.
所以从40章开始一直到结束，整本书的结束。This one
will be a message of mercy and restoration.
这个就是信息，就是一个怜悯和重建的信息。
Because even though God must judge his people for their sin,
虽然神必须要审判他百姓的罪恶,
he promises that someday he will restore them.
但是神应许有一天神会重建他们，会恢复他们。
On the last slide, I've tried to give you what that looks like in Isaiah.
最后一个就是说一个幻灯片，就是我想让你看看说在以赛亚书这一切看得像什么样。 OK.
Earlier in the book,
在这个书信的早期。
Slide 22.
Oh, yes. 22章。
He says, today, Judah is going to be forsaken.
他说今天呢，犹大会被撇弃。
But then at the end of the book, he says, someday Israel, Judah will be called my delight. She won't be forsaken. She will belong to God.
但是在最后这个书信的时候，这以赛亚书最后的时候，他说他有一天耶路撒冷会被称为我所喜悦的。
Today Israel feels desolate.
今天耶路撒冷城是荒凉的。
Someday she will be called the people who are married.
但有一天这个耶路撒冷的这个城会，他的百姓会被称为有夫之妇。
Today she is an apostate, sinful people.
今天呢，这个耶路撒冷的百姓是一个被盗的百姓。
Someday she will be called a holy people.
但是有一天，这些百姓会被称为圣民。
Today she is exiled, rejected. The city is empty.
今天呢，这个百姓他这个耶路撒冷城被掳。他的百姓也被神所拒绝。
Someday she will be redeemed, she will be sought for, the city will be filled.
有一天呢，他会被救赎，他会被寻找，然后这个城会再有人居住。
This is the picture of Isaiah.
这个是以赛亚所给出来的一个大的一个图画。
Probably this slide better than any of them helps you to understand the message of this whole book.
所以这张幻灯片可能会更好，比所有的都更能帮助你这个以赛亚的主题。
moving on the left column from all of the suffering that will come to Judah because of her sin.
是因为犹大的罪，所以呢，这是他所要经历的这一切的痛苦是在左边这一栏。
To the right column, all of the blessings that God will someday give his people.
到这个右边这一栏，就是有一天神所要给的这个耶路撒冷跟犹大的这个所有的祝福。
And he will do that because he will send a redeemer.
神之所以要这样子，能够这样做，是因为他会送一位救赎者。
Now, we live in between these columns.
我们是在这两栏中间生活。
We sometimes feel we are in the column that is forsaken and desolate and rejected.
我们有时候觉得我们生活在这一栏里边，就是被撇弃的、荒凉的、被拒的。
But the book of Isaiah says,
但以赛亚书告诉我们
，as the remnant of God,
作为神的余民中心
，and you will someday,
有一天。
Enjoy His presence forever.
你会在他面前享受他永远享受他的同在。
You will live in the right-hand column.
你会活在这个右边这一栏的这个描述里面。
That's the promising message in Isaiah.
这是这个以赛亚书里充满应许的这个信息。
Let's finish with prayer.
让我们一起以祷告来结束。
God, sometimes life brings great challenges.
神啊，有时候生活中充满了巨大的挑战。
And we sometimes do not understand what is happening.
我们有时候不知道到底发生了什么。
But I thank you that Isaiah tells us that you are in charge.
但是我感谢你，你在以赛亚书里告诉我们，你在掌管。
You are sovereign.
你是有主宰的神。
And if we will trust you, you will accomplish your purpose for your people.
如果我们信靠你，你会在你的子民身上成就你的应许。
Help us to trust you, to follow you.
帮助我们能够信靠你，能够跟随你。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
阿门。All right. Thank you.
就是有人在问说这个弥赛亚跟这个救赎者之间有什么不同 Dr. McMahon, you can start.
In Jesus, he is both Redeemer and Messiah.
耶稣同时又是弥赛亚又是救赎者。
But these two terms show us two different parts of what he did.
但是这两个词就是描述了主耶稣所做的工作的两面。
Because a redeemer,
因为一位救赎者
was the one who rescued someone who was suffering.
救赎者是把一位受苦拯救一个受苦的人。
The Hebrew word goel, it referred to someone like,Boaz, who bought, paid the debts for someone who was in trouble.
然后呢，他在这个希伯来文的这个救赎者，就是描述像波阿斯这样的，他是被这个有麻烦、有痛苦的人呢，他把他买赎回来。
And so in Jesus, that comes when he dies and he pays the debt of our sin.
所以在耶稣身上这个表现就是耶稣为我们的罪而死，他付了我们的 ,you mean he paid the price for sin, right? 他为我们的罪债付清我们的罪债。
The word Messiah.
但是这个弥赛亚这个词呢
,the Hebrew word is the anointed one.
希伯来对弥赛亚这个词就是这个受膏者。
And it is the word that actually was used for a king of Israel.
这个词是用在以色列的这个王的身上。
The prophet would pour oil on their head and anoint them.
所以呢，这个先知会对这个王的头上浇上膏油，然后就是膏他们。
And so the king was called the anointed one.
所以呢，这个王就被称为这个受膏的者。
And so in Jesus' ministry,
所以在主耶稣的事工上,
Messiah refers to the fact that he comes to rule.
所以这个在耶稣身上，这个表示弥赛亚他会来，会要来，来，就是来统治，来掌掌权。
So Redeemer is focusing on his deliverance.
所以呢，这个救赎者就是在强调说主耶稣所做的这个救赎拯救的工作。
Messiah is focusing on his rule and his anointing by God.
然后这个弥赛亚就是就是专注在耶稣的这个掌权和他是神的受膏者这方面。
So in Jesus it's one person but two different ministries.
所以对耶稣来讲他是一个人但是他是事工的两面。是在，所以那这个是麦牧师的解释。